We'll contradict it tomorrow and come up with something else.
Kof Ches Ma'am Cheshvan, Tuesday the 6th of November, Rabbi Joseph Perlman, the name of Yaakov.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, nice to be back. We've chosen the topic of Yaakov because we got his name in this week's Sedra. It tells us that Yitzchak had told us, and the Pasuk tells us that he prayed with Rivka, and then they had two twins, they had children, and the Pasuk says that Vayetze Horishon Admoni Kuluk Aderes Esar Vayikru'u Shmo Esav. They called him Esav. Who's they? People around saw how he was developed, and Rashi says Hakol Korulo Cain, Lefi Shehoya Naase VeNigmar BeSaro KeBen Shonim Harbe. So Esav got his name from all the people around. Then the pasuk says VeAchrei Chein Yotza Achiv VeYodo Achuchezes BaAkev Esav. Yaakov was hanging on to the heel of Esav. Vayikro Shmo Yaakov. Not Vayikru, Vayikro. Who called him? Somebody called him Yaakov. So the simple pshat is that Yitzchak called him Yaakov. There's such a suggestion that he was given the name by Yitzchak. Why should Yitzchak call him Yaakov simply because he was hanging on to the heel of Esav? Doesn't really give us much satisfaction that Yitzchak should choose such a name. But bear in mind that there is such a shita that somebody, one person, gave him the name Yaakov. But Rashi says no. Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name because he said that this is going to symbolize Yaakov's life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Atem Kurisun Lebechorchem Shem Afani Ekro Lebeni Bechorish Shem Ahuda Omar Vayikro Shmo Yaakov Dova Achir Oviv Korolo Yaakov Hashem Achizus Eker. So Rashi brings both Pshatim. But we see, to start off with, that Yaakov's name is different from normal people because it's either he was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's a remarkable name given by Hashem, or it's possible that his father gave it to him, but who was his father? He was Yitzchak, so that also becomes very important. So, but we know that later on in Parshas Vayishlach, we find that a name was added, and he was called Yisrael. And that was going to be an additional name, Yisrael. Now, there's a whole sugya in the Gemara in Brochus, which is important to hear about, as to discussing what the difference is between Yaakov, who you can call still call him Yaakov, even though his name was changed to Yisrael, and Avraham, anybody who calls Avraham Avraham, is over Belav. That's what's mentioned. It's not quite so simple. The Beforshim ask that Avraham is not mentioned in the Tariag Mitzvahs anywhere as being an Issur. And even if you're going to say it's not in the Tariag Mitzvahs, it's only a Durabonon, it's an Asmachdo Ba'alma, which it could be, not a proper Mitzvah, then why is it not mentioned in Halacha? It's in fact mentioned in one single place in Halacha, in the Mogen Avraham says you should not call Avraham Avraham. But most Paskim, the Paskim do not mention this, except in that particular one Mogen Avraham, and the question is, why is it not mentioned? That's a fascinating question on its own, to find out where did the halacha go to. Now, in order to understand this better, I'm going to read through the Gemara in Brochus, at the end of the first perek of Brochus. It says, remember in Pesach night, we say about whether Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, etc. So Tanya Omolahem ben Zomolech Achomim. The Chimas Kirim Betzias Mitzrayim Nemosa Mashiach Achom say no. The Libui is to teach us that you do it when Mashiach will come. But Balelos said no. When Mashiach will come, we'll forget about Mitzrayim. We won't even mention Mitzrayim because it'll be overtaken by all the Simcha of Mashiach. That's what the Gemara says, and he brings a pasuk to prove it, right? So he says. It doesn't mean that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be completely blotted out and we'll never say it again like you said, Ben Zoma. Shibud Mitzrayim Ika V'Yetzias Mitzrayim Tofelo. Sorry?
Not Shibud Mitzrayim Ika.
Shibud Malchus. Did I say Mitzrayim? Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, thank you. Somebody's listening. Good. Elishtei Shibud Malchus Ika V'Yetzias Mitzrayim Tofelo. So it'll still be there, but it won't be as important as the Mashiach's time. Kayot Sebo. Says Chachom, I'm going to prove this to you. Ki ata omer lo yikare Shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshimecha lo she'okar Yaakov mimakoimo lo she'yak Yaakov. We're not going to remove Yaakov's name. Ela Yisrael ikav Yaakov tofelo. Yisrael be his main name, as we know, Ewe b'nei Yisrael. But Yaakov will still remain as a subsidiary. So similarly, when Mashiach will come, we'll still remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Mashiach will be the Ikar. That's a machlokes between Ben Zoma and Chachomim as to what's going on. And that's very important to know this machlokes, because when the Gemara goes further, we're going to see whether or not that machlokes could be the Chachomim don't hold at all of the Issa of Avram and Avraham. And if that were the case, that would explain why it's not l'halacha, because it's true that there is a shita, but it's a shita's yochid, and it's Ben Zoma, but Chachom disagree with it. That's what some of the Mefarshim learn like that. That although the Gemara says you mustn't call Avram Avram, that's only according to the shita of Ben Zoma, but according to Chachamim, they don't mind. That's one shita which would answer the question of where the Issa of Avram went. It's important to keep that in mind. Then the Gemara goes on to bring a marshal, etc., which we're not going to do now. But then the Gemara goes further. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, Avram, who Avraham? Betchila nasa av le'arom. So the Gemara then quotes what happened to Avram, how he got his name changed. It doesn't explain why it's brought at this stage and what the relevance is that the Mefarshim discuss. Then the pasuk goes on, Sarai who he Sara, but Chilo Nasis Sarai le Umasa, Ulebesof Nase Sara le Chola Oilam Kula. So Sarai and Sara also was changed, and it doesn't tell us the implications of that. It just tells us why Sarai got her name changed to Sarah, like Avram changed to Avram. Then we come to the Gemara. Toni bal kapara. Kola kuril Avram, Avram oiva ba'asei shenema. Voya shimcha Avraham. The pasuk tells us that now your name will be Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer oima oiva belav. Shenema ulo yikare od shimcha Avram. It's a lav. So the Mefarshim discuss why one has an assay and why one has a law. Are they arguing with each other? Are they adding? That's a side issue. Elo me'ata ha'koyri l'sora sorai hochanami. I would say the sora should have the same. So why is it davka that these two tanoim tell us that it's only for Avram and not the sora there's no issa? No, Hasam Kutshu Berichu Omar La Avram Sarai Ishtichalo Sikro Eshmo Sarai Ki Soro Shmo. It's different. There he was telling Avram, you call her Sora. She's no longer Sora. You must call her Sora. But in the case of Avram, that was a general prohibition. That's how the Gemara answers that kasha. Elo Meato Hakore Li Yaakov Yaakov Hochanami. Just as you've said, you're not allowed to call Avraham Avram. So what's the situation with Yaakov? Because Yaakov, it also says you should not be no longer be called Yaakov. Yeah, Hochanami should be the same. Shani Hosom, de Hoda Ahadre Kro. We see in the case of Yaakov that the Pasuk itself called him Yaakov later. Why? D'chsiv Vayomer Elokim Le Yisrael B'maros HaLailo Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. So after giving him the name Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch himself calls Yaakov Yaakov. Well, you can't get a better proof than that, that the name Yaakov still remains. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef Bar Oven, Vitem Rabbi Yosef Bar Zavida, Zechir, Ata Hu Hashem Elokim, Asher Bochalto B'Avram, you're telling me that Yaakov was called by Hashem afterwards. The Novi calls Avraham, Avram. We say it in Davening every morning. Shabbachato b'Avram. Omle hasam Novi hu dekom sade l'shivche de rachamona ma'id havam yikor. That's not calling him that. It's just telling us the history of what happened. It's definitely all right to learn the Chumash with Avram at the beginning if you're doing it for historical purposes. But to use the name Avram is forbidden according to these Tanoim. We've already asked what's the din, and there was a person in Sunderland whose name was Avram. There are a lot of people called Avram. How do you justify it if in fact it's an Issa? So if in fact it was only something which was not the best thing to do, okay, but it's the Gemara says it's a proper lav. Oh, if it's even if it's only an asmachta, it should be Osir. So as I've said to you just now, the Mogen Avram actually says that. You're not allowed to call somebody Avram. Zozak the Mogen Avram. But the Minega Olam, and many people, is not to be makpid about it. And one of the Meforshim answers, because there's a machlokus between Ben Zoymar and Chachamim. Chachamim are Rabbim. And they want to say that Bar Kapora and the other shita of Rabbi Eliezer, they go like Ben Zoma, and they therefore are not lahaloch, and therefore we don't have to worry about it at all. So that's the raid about Avram. But why is Avram different from Yaakov? So the first suggestion is that Avram in Avraham is simply a progression of the same name. You're changing the name. If you're using the same name, use it correctly. Don't call people a name which is not suitable to them. So that if it's Avrom, that means he was only Av L'Arom. Avrohom, he was Av Hamon Goyim. So if you use Avrom, you're saying that Avrom is not important anymore. He's only a minor person. Avraham means he's a major person. So the word itself, you can't use the wrong word. The question people ask is, in that case, why was he called Avraham? He should have been called Avhom. Where's the Reish doing it? So one answer is, you can't lose letters out of a Chumash. Now we know, for example, Sarai. Where did the Yud of Sarai go to? You can't just cross it out. She was called Sarah. So one answer is it went to Yehoshua. His name was Hoshea, and it brought you. Another answer is that Sarai is Yud is two Hays, one for Sarah and one for Avraham. So you've got the Yud broken up into two letters Hay, and it's been used again. So you can't just remove a letter from the Torah, and you've got to find some other explanation. There's a beautiful explanation of Ibn Ezra as well. He says, we're leaving the Reish in because that's actually a covered for Avram, because Abir means a mighty person. So instead of just calling me Av Lekol HaOlam, he's Abir Lekol HaOlam Kula. So the Reish makes it even better if it stays in Avraham. So those are explanations as to why Avraham and not Avhom. But that's sort of by the way. But the question is Yaakov. He has a different name. He was called Yaakov, and he was called Yisroel. Now, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Shid Rashi, was the one who called him Yaakov, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him again after Yaakov, it's no Pchisas HaKovod to call him Yaakov. Clearly, he was given a name Yisroel, but the fact is he was also Yaakov, and there are many people called Yaakov Yisroel. So we see that the name of Yaakov is different from Avraham, because first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov that name, and secondly, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov even afterwards, and thirdly, it's because it's not a change of the original name. So for all those reasons, Yaakov is very, very choshuv, and there's nobody who suggests you shouldn't call him Yaakov. And what the Mefarshim explain is Yaakov represents the holding the heel of Esav. That means the troubles of Olam Hazeh, all the problems that we've got in Olam Hazeh, we have to try to overcome them. Like Yaakov Avinu went through Tzoras and one after the other, and he used his name Yaakov to hold on to the Akev, so to speak, and that was important. Why Akev? Well, it's well known that the Pasuk for Ha'ya Akev Tishma'un represents the Seres Adibros, because it's well known that there are 172 letters in the first Seres Adibros, which is Gematria Akev. And that also explains why Eliezer gave Rivka the Shnei Tzmidim, which were the Seres Adibros, because there were 10 silver pieces, but she gave them a Beka. So Rashi gives one explanation of Becca, but another explanation of the Becca is the Gematria Akev, and just as the 10 commandments had 172 letters, the first associated with, Rivka was given the Aseres Hadibros, so to speak, in the letters too. So we see that Yaakov has a specific purpose and meaning. And that to some extent can answer the question that why on earth do we say in Shemayin Yisrael, Elokei Avraham? That's perfect right. I can't say Elokei Avraham, I've said Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzhak, fine. Why Elokei Yaakov? It should be Elokei Yisrael. So there are a number of answers to that. One answer is, like I've just said, because in davening we are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that be'olam hazeh we should go in the right direction. We should be like Yaakov Avinu to overcome all the tzoras. We're not yet in the situation that we've reached the madrega of the kedusha of Yisrael. So that's one of why we call it Elokei Yaakov. Another explanation for Elokei Yaakov is that Yaakov was the basic name and Yisrael was the Hosafa, so to speak. So when we are praying to Hashem, we're trying to pray to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham, to Yitzchak, but it was to Yaakov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first came. There's another very interesting Gematria answer, that if you add up the letters Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you'll get 13. And if you take Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Velokei Yaakov. Why Velokei? It could have been Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Or Elokei Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Why do we say Elokei, Elokei, Velokei? Elokei, Elokei, Velokei is also 13 letters. So Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Velokei Yaakov is together 26, which is the Shemavaya. And therefore, we want to have a gematria significance when we're starting Shemayin Esra to point out that the of us represent the Shem Havaya. And in Tehillim we say, there's a joke, Vadicha, but it's mentioned, Hazigo Lule Hashem Shehoya Lanu Yom Ano Yisrael. If it weren't for Hashem, the Yudke Vovke Shehoya Lanu, which we need, the Chav Vov, then we wouldn't say Yaakov, we would say Yisrael instead. Lule Hashem Shoelonu Yom Ano Yisrael. But because we need the Chof Vov, we have to say Yaakov, because that will give us the 13. So we see that the Yaakov is an integral part of the Shlosha Avos, and he's got a name of his own, and the Yaakov name represents the fight with Esav and the fight with all that's going on in Olam Hazeh, and that's why we are also called Yaakov. But the we are trying to reach a higher level of Yisrael. And in fact, we are B'nai Yisrael. That's another answer, by the way. If it had said Yisrael, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yisrael, we wouldn't know that Yisrael is actually Yaakov. It might be B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, it's ambiguous. But in order to show that we talk about the of us, Yaakov himself, and not Klal Yisrael, they chose the word Yaakov as being more appropriate. That's another answer to that question. Now, so we see that Yaakov of where's the clock?
It's
having an attempt to. Okay, let's make sure I don't run over time. So now, I want to point out also that Yaakov's name has tremendous significance. Did you know that Yaakov starts Chumash and Yisrael finishes Chumash? Everybody knows Le'ene Kol Yisrael is the last word of Chumash. What's the first word of Chumash? Bereishis. But if you take the Brias HaOlam, there is a base of Bereishis, right? And until you come to Yom HaShishi, there are 30 Pesukim starting with the letter Vav, right? Each Pesuk starts with the letter Vav. 30 times Vav is 180. And the Beis of Bereishis is Beis. So Yaakov Avinu is already in the Haschola of Chumash, because he's the first 31 Pesukim together, the Rosh Tevos, make Yaakov. So it's as if to tell us that the whole of the Chumash is encapsulated by Yaakov at the beginning, starts off as being the Yaakov, but in the end he will grow and he will become into the Madrega of Yisrael. That's our life. Our life is we start off as Yaakov in Golas and in problems, and we've got to work hard. But the ultimate should be to reach the Yisrael, which of course is Sar and Kael, which are a very beautiful name. But the word Yaakov, we shouldn't just ignore it. The word Yaakov has got its own inyan, and that's the start of things, and that's how it starts in Chumash. Since we're talking about Yaakov, there's also another very fascinating remez you might like to hear. How old was Yaakov when he died? 147. If you will take the first letter of Bereishis, which is a base, and the last letter of Bereishis, the Chumash, is a mem, Mitzrayim. I should have written this out, but I didn't have time. Dudy asked me to do it the very first day. I only came back late last night. Later on in the week, I might have had time to do it. But anyhow, the Beis of Bereishis and the Mem of Mitzrayim is 42. Agreed?
Where's the word Mitzrayim?
Sof Chumash, Bereishis. Last letter of the Sefer Bereishis. Now, take the first letter of Sefer Shemois, the Eile, that's a Vav, that's six. And the last letter of Sefer Shemois, anybody know it by pair? Lenin must say Hem, also a Mem. So that means we've got 46. We've had 42 from Bereishis and 46 from Shemois. Let's go further. How does Vayikra start? With a Vav. How does it finish? No? Anybody knows how it starts. How does it finish? It finishes Sinai, excellent, which is Yud. Vav and Yud is 16. Right, you keeping count? Then Vayedaber is Bamidbar. We call it Bamidbar, but Rashi always calls it Vayedaber, because that's the first word of Bamidbar, which is a Vav. How does Bamidbar finish off? Al Yarden Yerecho, Vav. How much is that? Vav and Vav is 12. Now, how does Devarim start? Not the Eile, but Eile had Devarim, which is a 1. How does Chumash finish? Lamed, 31. If you add the total up, it comes to 147, which is the age of Yaakov. Now, that is not just a mikra. It's obviously, you've got Yaakov, is the Kedusha of Yaakov, is both in his age and in his name, and a fantastic remozim. Now, next, in this week's Sedra, we have a small letter. Do you remember it? Katz Dibuchaya. Last week we had Livkoisa, the Chof of Livkoisa. But the Kuf. Now, If you've got a small letter of Chumash, there are three reasons why you've got the thing. One is to be mema'et, to reduce the significance of what's going on. So in the case of Liv Koso, was to reduce the weeping. It wasn't necessary to weep so much because she was such a great tzaddik, as she went to say to Olam HaBo, and the reasons given. And here in Katsi B'chai, because that wasn't the real reason. She actually told Yitzhak a white lie. She wasn't bothered about them, but she said so in order that he should listen to her. So therefore, the katzdi is reduced. So that's the kuf is written short. That's one answer. The second purpose of a kuf is to remove the letter from the word. So vliv koso, you remove the chof of vliv koso, you get ulavita. So that's how Chazal knew that Yaakov had, Avram had a daughter who'd passed away as well, and therefore he was crying for Lebito. Here, if you take away the word, the letter Kuf from Katzdi, you get, what you're left with is Tzati. Tzati means I have burnt. She was worried that the Beis HaMikdosh would get burnt. Because it says, Vayat Seseish B'tzion. We know that's what she was saying. If Yaakov will not go to marry the right people, he'll be lost and we'll never have the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's also the explanation. The third explanation is the letter has a meaning of its own. The word letter Kuf, what's the meaning of the Kuf? The Kuf is Gematria 100, and therefore the Mephoshim explained that the Beis HaMikdosh was going to be 100 Amos high, and if Yaakov wouldn't go to get his wife, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed or wouldn't be built or would be problems with it. And therefore the Kuf is written small. That's one answer. The other answer is Kuf represents Kaif. A Kaif is a monkey. Sounds much better in English than in Hebrew. They're making a monkey out of me, she was saying. Kuf. So that therefore the Kuf teaches us that. But the other pshat is that the letter Kuf has a gematria of 186. Kuf, 100, Vav, 6, 80. 186 is well known as the gematria of Mokum, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And she was saying that Yaakov, if he doesn't go to get a wife where he's supposed to, HaKodesh Baruch Hu's covered will be reduced. So that's why the Kuf is written small. However, the suggestion is that the word Yaakov, this is what Rivka had months. I don't remember where I saw it, but it's a beautiful chap. Yaakov had to go and get a wife. If he'd gone, stayed where he is, he'd have got one wife, and he would have been, Yaakov is 182, that's his gematria, which we said, and one wife makes him 183. Not good enough. Rivka was saying, I want him to go and get four wives. He's going to have to go and get Rochel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. If he gets four wives, that's 182, we'll be mashed into the four, we'll mash into 186, and then we'll get the Mokoim. Yaakov will be with his four wives, we'll be able to bring the covered Shemaim, and he'll be able to get the achievement of which he will not get if he stays here in Benos Ches. So that, all that is inherent in Yaakov's own name. I mean, and if you just to finish off with one more gematria, which I haven't seen this anywhere, but it's quite possible. We know, as I said before, that when Rivka got the Shnei Tzmidim, weighed 10 which is the Tessa Dibras, but the Bekah was the 172, which is the letters. So we could say the same thing about Yaakov, that Yaakov is Yud, which is represents the Aseres HaDibros, and Akev, which represents all the letters, 172. That's inherent in Yaakov's name. Yaakov himself has in his name the inyan of the Aseres HaDibros and the 172 letters which are there. So don't think that Yaakov should always be holding on to the Akev of Yitzchak, of Esav, and he's a person whom we are not terribly proud of. On the contrary, the Yaakov that he had, that would bring us would be able to get the 12 Shvatim, and eventually would get the the Mahmud House Sinai and all that goes with it. So we see that Yaakov himself, not only is the Gemara telling us that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the name, and Kodesh Baruch Hu kept the name, and that we should realize that we need Yaakov and Yisrael together in order to achieve what we have to do in life. That's the wonderful thing about Yaakov and Yisrael, which differs from Avram and Avraham for the various reasons which we mentioned, and also differs from Sarai and Soro, because that was a separate type of thing. So have we finished time now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I hope you will bear that in mind when you say Shema and Esra, that we've got to emulate Yaakov Avinu in order to be able to achieve the status of Yisrael.